AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. He's taking the wall off the table. That's how top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer puts it. President Trump reportedly is signaling that he will drop his demand that money for a border wall be included in a spending bill that must pass by midnight Friday. If that bill doesn't pass, the government will run out of money and have to start shutting down on Saturday. AP correspondent Matt Small reports from Washington on what some conservative journalists are saying after their meeting last night with Mr. Trump.
President Trump backed away from insisting the money for a border wall with Mexico be included in the budget. White House spokesman Sean Spicer says administration negotiators, including Trump's budget chief, feel very confident that a shutdown won't occur.
Arkansas plans another execution Thursday after putting two inmates to death last night. Only one had a final statement, Jack Jones, who raped and murdered a woman named Mary Phillips in 1995 and tried to kill her 11-year-old daughter. He said he was sorry. "I'm not a monster," he said. The little girl he tried to kill that day was Lacey Phillips Seal.
"I'm glad it's done. I'm glad that that part of my life is, that chapter is closed."
Her brother called it justice for his late mother. Lacey Phillips Seal spoke to KHBS-TV. Bill O'Reilly says he's surprised and saddened by how his TV career at Fox News ended. He was fired after allegations of sexual harassment, which he has denied. Last night in his podcast, he said the truth will come out, but he didn't say what it was. In Russia, a PepsiCo plant accident caused a flash flood of fruit juice. Videos show torrents of fruit juice streaming down the streets of a city in southern Russia. This is AP Radio News. The Carolinas have had a tough couple of days with unrelenting rain leading to problems across North Carolina, like flooding and power failures. In Florence, South Carolina, the rain was so bad, Brian Calverley's mother had to run from her home.
"Her whole roof in the front room and her living room is messed up. It's all the way down, got all kind of water and debris and holes and sheetrock, old sheetrock mold."
He talked to WMBF-TV. Some area residents are staying in a local church for now. Want to ride in a car that drives itself? Well, for the very first time, you may be able to. Fiat Chrysler and Google are offering rides to the public in the autonomous vehicles they're building together. Rides in these vehicles will be free, and yes, there will be a backup driver who can take over in case of an emergency. You can apply to ride in a self-driving car by going on Google's website called Waymo. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.